Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we invest in your success and decide to be awesome. This is your day, guys. Make it great. What's up, friends? This is episode 19 of Heezy Life, titled Move Before You're Ready. Moving is hard. Ugh. Moving your home is hard, moving your body is hard, and moving your life is especially hard. It is all generally very difficult, so let's just get that out of the way. The hard part is constant, but the move part we can control. Today is going to be motivation madness. Let's get some inspiration up in here. Ralph Mertzen quotes, "You have done it before and you can do it now. See the positive possibilities. Redirect the substantial energy of your frustration and turn it into positive, effective, unstoppable determination." I believe that you have 99.9% of everything you need to live the life of your dreams right now. Do you believe that? If not, what are you missing? What is keeping you from moving forward? What is that 0.1% for you? For me, that 0.1% is fear. Fear of looking stupid, fear of being rejected, fear of just not being enough. All of that fear is bubbled out of this larger issue of comparing myself to other people. I hope that I'm not alone here because I feel like the way we compare ourselves to other people is just an epidemic. It is the main reason why we get so stifled and unable to move forward because it's just debilitating. How do we keep up? When I start to look around me, I get so overwhelmed. Like, I am not enough. I'm not smart enough, rich enough, cool enough, funny enough, blah, 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 whatever. It's just all not enough. But here's the thing. That piece inside of us of insecurities and fears are only 0.1% of us. There's so much more we have to offer, and that 0.1% is taking over our lives. But I gotta tell you, that little piece is a stinker. It sucks so bad because everywhere we turn, we are faced with insecurities, anxieties, and constant reminders of our inadequacies. Like, ugh, come on. For instance, it's Halloween tomorrow, right? Ooh, spooky. So I gotta be honest with you guys, I'm still working on my revision 3 of my costume. 3, right? I've already been to 3 Halloween functions and I still don't feel like I have my costume right. I mean, goodness gracious, it's never enough. I've been to 5 Halloween stores and Walmart, and I just feel like I'm not cool enough if I don't hand paint and watercolor my costume or build it out of styrofoam. Like, it's just this thing inside of me that I feel like I'm just constantly berated with. I'm not good enough. It's not good enough. And it's so frustrating because the second you think you get it all together, something changes. Someone has a cooler costume. There is no win in comparison, guys. Let me say that again. There is no win in comparison. That phrase was coined by Andy Stanley in an awesome North Point series called The Comparison Trap. I highly recommend it, and I'll add it to the link. You guys have to check it out. In this series, Andy talks about how our incessant need to gauge our self-worth based on other people isn't getting us anywhere. It is only making us feel horrible about ourselves. The only way we can break free of this comparison trap is to look up and focus on God's approval for our life. And you know what's cool about that? He has already approved you. You are already enough. Yay! And He loves you exactly the way that you are. How freeing is that? You don't have to do anything else. If you believe and trust God, that is enough. I want to be enough. Don't you? You have so much cool stuff to contribute. We need you in the world, not another version of Kim Kardashian, or I don't even know what the male version of Kim Kardashian is. Kanye, maybe. I know that was a horrible example, but we don't need someone else. We need you. Let's stop looking around and start looking up because we are not meant to follow. God has a wonderful plan for your life. This is the key to moving before you're ready. Moving is hard. But it gets a little bit easier when we stop focusing on our insecurities and start focusing on our awesomeness. You have greatness inside of you. It's like you're a big lion ready to roar. Like, that roar is inside of you. You have strength and passion. And listen, people will try to tear that down, but you have to keep going. You need to keep moving in order to fight those voices of negativity and insecurity. You have something great to offer to the world. Move fast, move slow, but always, always, always move before you're ready, because life isn't going to wait until you're ready. You have to move now. I'm so proud of you guys. Thank you for listening this week. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please go rate and review and subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes so that we can spread the good vibes. Have a great week. Keep it easy, my friends.